I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 71 of the No Bad Days podcast. We're joined here again by Johnny Pace, and welcome back to the show, Jordan Martin.
Boys, it is good to be back.
It's good to see you, my friend.
And it's good to see your face. I haven't seen your face in a while.
Yeah.
We miss your face.
It's been a while, but we're back. The boys.
The Beanbag Boys are back in action, doing what they love, recording podcasts.
It's what we love to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I know it is. How's Iowa treat? I almost said Idaho. How's Iowa treating you, Marty? New state?
Yeah, just another new state to add to the old checkbox, I guess. It's been pretty good so far, I'd say.
Yeah. How's the how's the weather?
The weather is, it's like, I think it was like 8 degrees today Celsius. So
okay, so not terrible, but not warm.
Yeah, not warm. It's sweater and sweats every day, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what Johnny and I packed. We were wondering, because obviously it's a little bit more north. I mean, it's pretty close to Minnesota and Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only 4 hours from Minnie.
Yeah, so
I was trying to convince the boys to come down.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too far of a trip, I don't think.
No, it's only 4 hours.
Yeah,
what'd they say? They're busy or what?
Well, it was actually last week when we had three games at home, and it was a good weekend, but they ended up going to the stadium series. So,
yeah, that's a tough one.
Which one do you choose? Yeah, true. That looked like they had fun there. That looked like a really cool setup, though.
Yeah, it looks sick.
Yeah. You want a Brent Burns jersey or a Jordan Martin jersey? Which one?
You pick.
But yeah, the videos they were making on the ice there, the ice looked really, really tough, but I think they kind of fixed that up.
Yeah, did those college kids get to play before the stadium series or after?
I think that was after.
Played after.
Did you see how many fans were there?
Yeah, they got like 23,000 close to, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then the stadium series had like 25,000.
I think it was more than that.
Was it? Oh, I don't know what it was comparing it to.
It was comparing it to the Frozen Fenway games.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because the college teams
same
play
thing as me.
Yeah, I saw that stat. All the New England area college hockey teams played on Frozen Fenway, and they said that total attendance for all those games was still under that one game for I think it was UNC and someone else. I forget who it was.
Yeah, NC State.
Yeah, NC State club hockey.
Yeah.
Which must have been cool. I don't think any of us have ever played an outdoor game.
No. No. Just on the pond.
I don't even know if I've had an outdoor practice before. You know how like Superior did an outdoor practice this year? Like, I don't even think I've ever done that.
No, I've never done one of those either. Yeah, I'm glad.
Never been in full equipment outside.
Yeah,
just wheeling around on the pond. And then, do you remember that growing up, going to play pond hockey and then your skates are just ruined?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you used to get them sharpened like six times after.
Oh, yeah. You're just skating over twigs and rocks for 8 hours.
I remember in junior, the closest thing we had to an outdoor practice was we went on a road trip to Prince George. And it was freezing cold outside, and we stopped overnight in Williams Lake, British Columbia. And we didn't take our equipment off the bus the night before, so it froze all on the bus. And we had morning skate, and all of our gitch was like frozen solid. So guys were wearing sweats and hoodies under their equipment.
Oh, and
it,
my
yeah,
God.
it was a pretty big joke of a practice, but whatever.
I think I'd be calling in sick for that game or that
yeah,
practice.
I think that's when you tell your teammate to take a slap shot at your foot and then call it a day.
We the rink we had morning skate on too was like a 3-on-3 rink. So it was like a really small ice surface, and we did a full team practice, and it was an absolute joke and a half.
Those rinks are so fun to skate on in the summer. You ever train on one of those things?
Yes, I've been on those before. They're kind of like good for like little tiny skills, but
yeah, I love those things.
Well, yeah, they're good for the legs.
Makes it seem like your shot's a million miles an hour.
Yeah, it does.
I just ripped that end to end.
I went bar down from the goal line. You kidding me?
Yeah, we did that, and it was kind of a joke. And then we had to go and play that night, so it was like another 5-hour bus ride, and then get off the bus with what equipment and play. And I remember we only won 10 games that year, and I mean that was one of the ones we won.
Marty, how's the travel been?
It's been pretty tough, actually. Like when I first got here, I flew into Pittsburgh, and so we played Wheeling back to back, and then we had to bus to Fort Wayne, Indiana overnight. Got in at 4 in the morning, unpacked our stuff, and played the next night at 7.
Oh my God.
So a pretty brutal travel schedule.
But yeah, but we got like the sleeper bus. Everyone sleeps on the bus and stuff, but
oh, everyone's got a bed.
There's definitely some long nights.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
The thing about that league is that they play like 20 something more, or almost 20 more games than us, I think. Right? They play like 70 something.
76 or 72.
Yeah, so it's almost 20 more games. So they got this play.
That's a haul.
It's a lot of 3-on-3s, a lot of 3-on-4s, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How's the home rink?
Sick, actually. It's pretty much brand new, I think.
Yeah, because they've been there for what, 2-3 years?
This is the second year.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Relatively new.
So pretty much everything's new, like brand new locker room.
Nice. Good facilities and all that.
Yeah, I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think the rink is shared with Iowa State, like volleyball or something.
Oh.
Or like they're like, I don't know though.
Do they let to change the ice surface over on like into a different like court?
Yeah. Yeah, quite a bit. Like there was a concert last week, so we had to, like, we have a practice rink, so they changed it over pretty quick, like overnight though. So.
Huh, interesting. How far are the apartments?
Parker McCollum was here.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he was in Minneapolis because the boys saw him in Minneapolis, and then he must have gone right there, or he must have been there first, maybe.
Yeah.
Didn't get a chance to go to that, obviously.
I didn't get to go, no.
No curfew?
No.
Yeah, you got to call Coach from the landline?
We used to have curfew in junior. Did you guys?
Yeah. We used to have to call them from our billets, like landline. We couldn't call them from our cell phone.
Every night?
No, not every night. It was like when we played like shit usually.
Yeah, they would just like randomly call. It was pretty much only my first year, but he would like just randomly call our billets at some nights and just ask if we're home.
Oh, I don't think it was
11 or 10:30.
We never had that where I was, which is nice. Not that I was doing anything, though. I would always just go home anyway, but
yeah.
Pretty boring.
I mean, I was in school that year, too, so.
What's that? Because that was when you were 17?
Yeah.
So you're in grade 12.
I wasn't really doing much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Marty, this weekend, you missed it. We went to Pensacola on Saturday, and same type of thing that happened to us already in Macon. We got there, did warm-ups, did everything, dropped the puck, played one shift, and then the ref came over to the bench and said the ice was unable to be played on. So we went back into the locker room for probably half an hour, 45 minutes, and then got completely undressed, was walking around doing nothing. And then we got
had some candy.
Yeah, we got told we had to get back on the ice in 5 minutes. So we had to suit up super quick again.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cody, our trainer, came in and he's like, yeah, boys, 5 minutes. We're like, oh, no one wanted to tell us that maybe 10 minutes ago.
You're eating a chocolate bar, eh, Johnny?
They didn't even flood the ice.
I was indulging in some sweets in my stall.
They just let it freeze some more. Was it just wet or what?
No, dude. In our end, they have a venue the night before or
they
something.
They had a concert or an event.
The boards in our end at like around the corner were like pushed back, so there was like exposed steel, and then the ice was also a little bit fucked up, and it would like dip down, but it was probably like 2-3 feet of exposed steel along the wall.
Holy
so
shit!
Like, yeah, you can't really play with that. That's a little bit of a hazard.
Yeah, that's and a then, little bit dangerous. I'd say.
And then we come back, play. Beginning of the second period, we come on the ice. Buzzer went. About time for the drop. We're looking around. Where are the refs? I guess they were having a coffee and a cigarette break, and these guys skated out about 10 minutes late. Boys stood up, gave him a couple stick taps.
No way.
And then we played the second. And then in the third period, Brew got hit. And it wasn't a hard hit. I guess it was just like the angle and the glass shattered. And then they didn't have an extra paint or whatever, an extra piece of glass. So we had to wait for that to come in. And we're skating around. I'm playing rock, paper, scissors with the fucking fans. And then, everyone was like, what's going on? And then, of course, it goes into overtime and then a shootout.
You guys went to overtime and shootout too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
What time did you get out of there?
We got out of there at 8 o'clock. No. It was a 4 o'clock game.
Four-hour game?
Yeah, it was a four-and-a-half-hour game. Because we played the next day at home at 1 o'clock, so they wanted to give us time, so they made the game at 4 o'clock, which is a good idea because then we had time to get home probably by like 10:30, 11 after we got out of there, and we didn't end up getting home till 1 a.m., and then we had to go to bed and get up and play right away again the next day.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I was on the ice for the start of the second, and I didn't even notice that the refs weren't there. And so I go to line up for the draw, and then I start looking around. I'm like, oh, there's no refs here. So I like whatever, started skating around. And then I was like, oh, they're really not coming out. So like I went and stood by the entrance where they came out, and then they finally came out, and I was like, where the fuck were you guys? And the one linesman was like, dude, we had to stay out here the whole intermission to make sure the ice was good. We needed a break. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Working hard, boys?
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ. And then I guess because they had that event the night before and it was a Sunday afternoon game that they didn't have a full ice crew on staff that day. So like that's why the glass breaking took it probably at least 20, 25 minutes to get it all cleaned up and fixed. Oh,
you should have seen the people trying to shovel it. It was the funniest thing ever. Like it's like they weren't even
the
trying.
Glass.
There was like glass shattered all like on both sides of the board. So there's some scattered on the ice, and like it's a one person job. Give it a couple sweeps. Probably 4 or 5 people with shovels. Just like it looked like they were picking up one piece of glass at a time.
Yeah,
like,
the one kid picked up a full shovel full of glass and tried to dump it in the garbage bin and missed half the garbage bin and dumped it back on the ice.
Like what is going on?
It was like a literally Dumb and Dumber moment.
That game and day sounds like it was out of like a movie.
Yeah, we left at what, 9:30, 10 o'clock, got there at 1:02, and then 1:30, got ready, delayed, second period delayed, third period 25-minute delay. Then of course it goes to overtime. Then of course it goes to a shootout. And then we ended up losing in a shootout, so everyone's pissed, obviously. And
you can't play cards on the way home.
No, you can't.
And then we get home. We probably got in our apartment around just after midnight, and we're looking at each other, and we're like, We literally have a game in like 12 hours. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Going to sleep that night was like a pregame nap.
And then what do you eat in the morning? A couple eggs, a couple eggies?
No, I had a little container of grapefruit, and then I didn't eat till 4 o'clock that day.
Yeah.
I had grapefruit at like 9 a.m. and then I didn't eat till our post game meal until 4.
Because
we had skate with the fans after too.
I got blatantly elbowed right in the jaw, squared on in Pensacola, and my jaw like was so messed up that I couldn't eat after the game. So I didn't have anything to eat from noon the day before till the next morning. I made myself a smoothie, and then I didn't eat until probably 5 or 6 o'clock the next day.
Oh my god.
But yeah, no, it was definitely a grind. That's
peak recovery right there for you guys.
Oh, and then today we had some nice Whataburger. So
we replenished the calorie bank.
Yeah. Oh,
double patty with a large onion ring, both of us.
Onion rings.
Onion rings are fire there.
They are. I've gotten them once, I think, once or twice.
We changed up the tempo a little bit. It was a nice change.
Still the double T's though?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hondo.
Yeah. Got him.
We don't mess with that.
I was just gonna ask you guys, what's the situation with the fridge?
Oh well, today we cleaned it out. Or Taver cleaned it out.
There wasn't much in there. There was like 5 or 6 to go boxes, and then a couple old things of yogurt, some chicken that Poppy cooked when he was here. It wasn't even ours. So I just threw all that out, and the picture I sent you was the remnants of what was in our, and it was hummus, sour cream, then all the condiments, and that's about it that's left in our fridge right now.
The saddest fridge in the world.
So tomorrow's a big Costco haul day.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. Actually, we might have to push it off another day, Johnny, because we're supposed to golf tomorrow.
Are we?
Well, it's going to be 28 degrees, so I think it'd be tough to waste a day like that.
Yeah, I guess you can. I guess Costco's always there, right?
Yeah, Costco can wait.
The sunshine's not.
Maybe just Panda for lunch and then right to the links.
Yeah, maybe Wada. I don't know. We'll see.
No, I can't. There's so many options. I can't do Wada 2 days in a row.
Maybe Culver's?
Okay. Yeah, who knows? We'll figure it out. I mean, there's just plenty of options.
Yeah, we are at the dinner table.
Also, funny story from last week. Johnny and I, since you're not here, we've been going on little dates, me and Johnny. And we went to this new ice cream place that opened up near Culver's. And I'd been there before because it's in Myrtle Beach where we go. It's really good. And so we walk in and I'm telling Johnny about what's the best flavor. And we're having this like cute little combo. And I ordered my ice cream, and then we're standing at the cash and he couldn't decide what he wanted. So I look at him. I'm like, oh, dude, just have a lick of mine. So I grab my cone and I give him, and he licked the ice cream right off my cone while I'm still holding it. And then he looks at the guy and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll just have that, please, in a bowl. And the guy's like, guy's kind of smirking at us, laughing. And then he goes, are you guys like together or separate? And then we just look at him. We're like, oh, just together. And then, a couple days later, we did the same thing at Olive Garden.
Yeah,
just a quick lick.
Yeah, and the funniest part too is when we got in there, like obviously, like he said, it was my first time there, and I'm looking around, I'm like, oh man, this place is so like nice, like it's cute, like all this stuff, and then Tepper's like, yeah, it's awesome, man, I love this place.
It was like a first date. It was fun.
Just small talk, eh?
Yeah, just some good banter between friends. It was fun, but you know, what did we say at the Olive Garden too? The guy was. He was asking us if we want. Oh yeah, he was asking us if we wanted Parmesan cheese on our salad, and you know how Johnny loves Parmesan. So the guy was literally breaking a sweat trying to grind the Parmesan onto our salad, and probably put 30 seconds worth of spinning the thing on our salad, and then finally Johnny goes, "Yeah, that's good." You couldn't even see the salad after it. It was just a layer of cheese.
Yeah, but how good was it though?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That ice cream story is all time.
Yeah, literally. Yeah,
I could literally just picture that in my head of you feeding Johnny the ice cream and him going for a big lick.
Yeah, he licked it. He licked it from bottom to top, and then after, I was like, "Oh, it's good, right?" And then I took a lick of it again.
Same spot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it was pretty funny. Like we just, and then like after we walked out, we were like, "Oh, that guy definitely thought we were on a date."
Oh yeah, yeah, we realized it right away because well, you forgot your wallet, and I was like, "No, I was gonna pay for it anyways. Don't worry."
Yeah, just a bonehead conversation, but you know, it happens.
Yeah. That's anyways, all time.
That's even like the when we went to Panda, the three of us, and the guy's like together, and you look at him, you're like, no, we're just friends.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple one-liners. No, I'm going to keep them on their toes.
Yeah, keep it light.
No, they want to have fun at work too, you know?
Yeah. That was funny.
That's what it's all about. Ryan O'Reilly trade to the Leafs, Johnny. You're the podcast Leaf guy.
Yeah, I like it. He had two tucks tonight.
Yeah.
What do you think he adds to the Leafs lineup, Johnny?
I think he adds some. He adds a veteran presence. You know, he's got a cup on it under his belt there, and he's a playoff guy. That's what the boys need.
He actually got a hat trick tonight. He got the empty netter.
Oh, he did. Good for him.
He did.
But, yeah, no, good Canadian boy on the Leafs. Love to see it. And, yeah, hopefully he can take them somewhere or at least help take them somewhere in the playoffs because, as you guys know, the first round has our number. So
I just think it's – oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think they need to still get a D-man?
Yes.
They should probably mix one in there, yeah.
Yeah. I think now with O'Reilly, I know his salary is like dispersed through St. Louis and Minnesota. That's how they did the trade. But I think between him, Nylander, Tavares, Marner, and Matthews, there's like close to $50 million of their salary cap between those guys.
And what's it at?
It's like 80 or 81 or something.
And O'Reilly, or sorry, not O'Reilly, Morgan Riley's up there too,
so
right?
So like that would put them well over 50 between those five or six guys.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which means you got to have a lot of guys on the league minimum, like Mark Giordano.
Yeah, and you can't be having number three there as your last line of defense in the playoffs. Yeah,
Johnny hates two players on the Leafs. He does not like Justin Hall, and he really doesn't like Pierre-Marc Engvall for some reason.
I think Engvall's a rock.
I think he's
star,
good. Though. Yeah, I think he's not bad.
Did you watch any of the game? I guess you guys were watching The Bachelor before, but I was watching it. And he's like the best. I don't know if he's third or fourth line, but he's literally, I thought he was unreal.
I was kind of surprised that they traded for O'Reilly because
I look at him and but you're going to play good when you're up 5-0 in Buffalo. So
see, he's the biggest critic in the world, this guy.
Got his cookie, so, he just needs a cookie.
47 can kick rocks.
But I was going to say, I was kind of surprised when that O'Reilly deal came out because if you look at him and Tavares, Johnny, look at me. I'm talking to you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm looking at you on the
fucking screen.
Okay,
let's just look at each other. We'll just look at each other through the computer. Okay. No, look at me through the computer.
No, I'm looking at you. I'm looking in your eyes now.
Okay, I'll look at you then.
And I'll look at you guys.
Gaze at me.
Yeah, okay. I'm gazing right into your eyes right now. Are him and Tavares not super similar? Stop looking at me like that. Are they not super similar of players?
Who?
O'Reilly? After all that, you didn't understand what I'm saying?
No, I got lost in your eyes.
O'Reilly and Tavares?
That happens a lot. I think, like, for what Toronto needs, I don't think, like, and I mean, they're both good players, don't get me wrong, but they're both older, slower centermen.
Yeah.
I don't know if they need
it. And they put him right in the top six. They just pretty much took Yarncroc and put him in the third line.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think O'Reilly has a little more grip, but all in all, I think they're pretty similar players, yeah.
Right, so like I would have thought they would have gone out and got a D-man, but especially if you're spending that money. But I guess, I mean, if that trade comes across your table, you probably should just jump on it anyway.
You think they'll pick up Chychrun? Yeah.
I don't think they have any cap room, man. They're going to have to get rid of someone.
Is he expensive?
No, he's like at like $4.5 million, I think.
Okay, that's not terrible. Pretty good,
Vancouver, Vancouver sent Luke Shen home on the plane or something.
Really?
I saw some type of tweet that he wasn't playing. I don't know if it was today or yesterday.
Yeah, he was scratched tonight.
He's not in the lineup. They're sending him back to Vancouver. And then it had like the eyes, eye emoji.
Well, normally when someone gets scratched this time of the year, that's normally in the lineup. It means that they're pretty much good as gone. Which, I mean, I guess that gives him time to pack his stuff, you know? Pack your shit.
Pack your shit.
You get back, there's a garbage bag. Remember the old garbage bag trick in junior? You guys ever pull that on anyone? Where, like, just to fuck with someone? We did that
to Yelly at Superior.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did. That was kind of mean.
That was
but you can't get traded in college.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like the thing about Yelly is he's so I think it was like his sophomore year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was my first year.
So what happened was I don't even know who it was, but
someone I don't know who it was either. I was just thinking about it.
Yeah. Someone packed all Yelly's stuff up in the locker room and put it in a garbage bag. And then when he got to the rink, he saw it there. And then someone told him that coach wanted to see him. And then we got the coach in on it. So Yelly went into the coach's office and our coach sat down with him and was like, okay, so I'll give you one chance to tell me what you did or else I'm going to have to just come out and say it. And Yelly said he was sitting there like, I don't know. I don't think I did anything. And then like a minute went by and then the coach just started laughing and was just like, oh, we're just kidding.
Yeah.
But just the most
sincere guy ever.
Didn't he do that to Frizz too?
Yeah, well, we tried to do that to Frizz, and then Frizz, yeah, it was probably like, well, I did this, 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 and this.
Coach was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, get out of my face. No, Johnny and I FaceTimed Frizz the other day and Cappy and caught up with them a little bit before the trip.
Yeah, it was nice catch up with the boys. They let us know about Nelly's wedding and everything. So for our listeners, our old teammate in Superior, he got married a couple weekends ago, and obviously the three of us couldn't make it, but the Minnesota boys went, and they said it was like a reunion of like the first 2 years at college basically, and on the dance floor they were playing all the old Builders music too.
That is incredible. Yeah. That was probably so planned.
That was a nice touch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it was probably nice to see. It would have been nice to have been like, I wish the three of us could have gone, obviously see the boys and then see some familiar faces there. And did you see Blazer come out in the dress when they were introducing the wedding party and all that?
I saw that.
I think that's a tradition, right? Like the bachelor and bachelorette parties like coordinate a dance or some funny skit, right? Normally at weddings.
Yeah, usually at the reception when they introduce the wedding party there, they do something like that. Like a wedding I was at this past summer, they introduced the wedding party and they all came out doing like a dance, and then they put on that song from Dirty Dancing, and then the groom came out and he jumped in their arms and they spun him around and stuff. It was fun. But yeah.
Wedding season's going to be fun the next 5 years.
Oh yeah. I got three coming up, man. I got Lawson's, my cousins, and my brothers.
What are you going to do for your brothers? You guys coordinate? You're the best man. So I feel like,
yeah, I got a lot of responsibility with that. I got to coordinate something. I'm going to be busy writing a speech, man.
I think you might have to get everybody like a shot of Red Bull before your speech.
Keep them awake.
Yeah.
Keep them awake.
I'm debating. Should I go sentimental or should I go funny? Like, I don't know.
I think you got to always
open
both.
Up with a joke.
You got to go funny off the start. And then like at the end, you got to go sentimental. And then at the last second, you got to switch back to funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You always end on a laugh, right?
Yeah. Like maybe at the end, like you could like show everyone how big your pit stains would be in your dress shirt. Cause I know you'll be nervous and sweating. Man.
That jacket's not coming off.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure it'll show through.
Johnny, you're going to sweat right through a blue suit.
You should have seen me at my cousin's wedding in Italy. So it was so hot and the whole day just dying of sweat. And my nonna wouldn't let me take off my jacket because she's like, just keep it on, just keep it on. I'm like, okay, like, sure.
Well, isn't it customary to...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Like respectful to keep your jacket on.
Yeah, it was something along those lines, and then my tie was done all the way up, and I put Perspirex on so I wouldn't sweat as much. So I guess like I was holding in all this sweat, and my face looked like Taver's sweater right now. Like it was so bad. And then obviously the drinks didn't help with the red face either. But that was a tough night.
Didn't you almost miss your flight the next day?
Yeah, we had a flight from Milan to Pescara, and I was late because I took an hour and a half shower in the hotel. I was sitting. It was like one of those tub showers, and I was just sitting in the tub with my eyes closed. I missed breakfast and everything.
Never heard of like a more you thing to do than
yeah. Oh, dude, I was literally dead. Like I was just sitting there with the hot water running on my head. Like I was like, I don't. And then I don't know if you guys have ever flown hungover. It's not fun at all.
Yeah,
definitely flown hungover.
It was only a 40-minute flight, but it was torture.
Pretty much ruined our whole trip to Mexico, flying hungover and just like ruining the whole first day.
Oh yeah, that was even like our trip last year with the boys when we went to all those teams. Like every morning you wake up, you're like, oh my god. You're like, I don't remember kissing a train last night. And then you're in the air and it feels like Mike Tyson just went 12 rounds on your head.
Well, that was like our first trip to Tampa, Johnny. I don't know if you probably didn't have that bad of a flight because you probably weren't hungover because I was coming back to the hotel and you had your bags packed in the lobby. You were catching your Uber to the airport.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember. I'll see you later.
I was a little traveler that night. I had my suitcase.
Yeah, you did.
Ready to go.
You did.
Oh my god!
You guys see that? My boy Chris Neal got his jersey retired in Ottawa.
Oh yeah! What a warrior!
Yes, a lot of hate online for that. For the Sens organization.
Which why?
People don't think that he deserves to have his jersey.
Did he only play for the Sens?
Yeah, he played 15 seasons only for the Sens. He's third all-time in games played, and he's first all-time in penalty minutes.
Yeah, that guy would fight like 30 times a year.
Yeah, he fought Ty Domi 5 times.
Yeah, like that guy's nails as nails as they come.
And that's the thing, like a lot of people were saying like he doesn't deserve his jersey retired, but like when you take a guy like that who, I mean, obviously his numbers weren't great, but I remember growing up, he would always be involved in like the community and stuff with charities.
Yeah.
And he would be like the face and one of the faces in the community along with like Alfredson and whoever else.
Yeah, he's a fan favorite guy. For sure.
Oh, 100% fan favorite. So no.
No cups.
Ottawa never won a cup.
Neither have the Leafs in 78,000 years.
But yeah, no, I think he deserves to have his number retired.
I think it's cool.
Actually,
I
mean, funny story about him. When we were at Octagon Camp, they had a Bauer rep come in. And he was their rep for the Sens too. And he would say Bauer made Chris Neal's pants an extra 2 inches thick on the front with padding. So when he ran guys on the wall, like it wouldn't have, like, obviously takes a little more of the impact. So he could like hit harder with his like thicker equipment.
Dude, the
isn't that nuts?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the back crazy. In the day, the amount of like equipment alterations that those tough guys would make was insane.
Yeah. I think it was Rob Ray. He had all his equipment like barely tight. Like, I don't even think his shoulder pads were strapped up.
No.
So when he would fight, all of his upper body would just insta shed. So guys had nothing to grab onto.
Yeah.
And he would just wear it. Like, he didn't have straps on his shoulder pads.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also a couple stories about guys. Well, I know Ty Domi for one, because he had such a big head. Like, he has a notoriously huge melon.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't, instead of going to a size up on the helmet, they would shave down the foam on the inside of his helmet so that his head could fit in. So the foam on the front of his helmet was like maybe like a quarter inch thick. So if you look at photos from him, his forehead's basically touching the plastic on the front of his helmet.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's just not conk proof.
Yeah.
Who was that guy in the 80s or 90s that would cut slits into his helmet? So when he would fight, guys would cut their knuckles on his helmet.
Yeah, that's the most insane thing. It might have been Chris Nyland. What he would do is he'd take an X-Acto knife and shave the front of his helmet, like on the crown of his head, like down, but like leave the flaps up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you just like hit the wall with a knife, it's going to like leave a little slit. He would do that all the way on the front of his helmet. So if you punched it, your knuckles would just explode.
Nice, eh?
And then you probably wouldn't want to punch him anymore.
Yeah. Then you just fall down. You're like, oh no, fight's over.
Like, oh, refs, come on. Hurry up.
Yeah. Hanging on for dear life.
This guy's going to beat me up. Okay, we got to get to our TV show talk now.
Yeah, Marty, yes. What's this TV show that you have spoken so highly about?
My brother told me to watch it. So I started it yesterday. I'm already 8 episodes in.
Can I take a guess of what it is?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'm going to narrow it down. Is it on HBO?
No.
Okay, there goes my guess. What, Netflix?
No.
Oh, God. So Hulu?
It could be on HBO, but I'm not watching it on HBO.
What are you watching it on?
Prime, a Showtime subscription through Prime TV.
Oh, okay. Is it the first season of the show? Like, ever?
Yeah.
There's only one season out?
They have 2 seasons out.
Okay. I have no idea then.
Why were you going to say The Last
what
of
was
Us?
Your guess
I was
going to,
that was... I was going to go The Last of Us because that's a huge hit on our team right now. A lot of guys are watching it. We haven't started it yet.
Waiting for me?
Yeah.
Dude, we're waiting for you on so many shows. It's kind of getting ridiculous.
Yeah, we still have to watch the last episode of Thrones. The very
last
one. We got
to watch the last episode of Game of Thrones. Then we got to start House of Dragons. We got to finish 1923.
And Yellowstone.
Yellowstone when it starts up again. And Ted Lasso comes out. March 15th.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so anyways, the show is called Your Honor.
Your Honor?
Yeah, it's called Your Honor.
Is it about like
it's about a judge? This, you know, Bryan Cranston, I think that's the main actor, Bryan Cranston.
The guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. He's a judge, and his son hits a guy on a motorcycle and murders him and kind of leaves him there. Mm. And then he tells his dad, obviously, and then so his dad's just trying to clear everything up and kind of hide it. But then the kid who he killed ended up being some like high up mafia guy. In the city that they live in. So then it's just like he's trying to figure it out while he's trying to cover it up. And then like there's like little traces leading back to him. Then he covers it up. Like it's so good.
All right. Well,
I like it, eh?
There's another show in our repertoire.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting storyline, to be honest.
Yeah, you'll be hooked like 20 minutes in. You'll be like, holy okay. shit.
Is there some good action in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll leave you hanging. Every episode, good. Like I look away for like 5 minutes. Like if I'm on my phone, I'm like, I have to rewind it. It's like one of those shows.
Oh, so you have to pay attention. It's kind
of like Thrones.
But it's like a good, good rewind because you like want to know.
Okay. That was the tough part about Thrones. Is because like you go on your phone for 5 minutes, you miss like the world's most important conversation.
Yeah, and then you're like, what happened?
And then you're like, ah, fuck. And then we're not rewinding it because this episode's an hour.
Yeah.
How about I saw today on my Instagram that I forget the actor's name, but the guy that plays Joffrey in Game of Thrones. I saw that he came out and said that because his character on Thrones was hated so much by everyone, he completely lost his passion for acting, and that's why he didn't take any other roles in any other TV shows.
Well, clearly he did a good job.
Yeah, well, still, so
if you're the most hated TV character of all time, which I think he is,
yeah, other
than,
put him up
other
there.
Than Ramsay.
Should I look up he was who the number most two. Hated TV character is? I'm going to look it
it's
up.
It's got to be him.
Yeah, if it's not Joffrey, then the other guy or girl, I don't know.
He's got to be like up there because I think everyone in the world hated him that watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you have to. It's mandatory to hate that guy. Well, that guy's character.
I'm kind of glad we haven't watched the last episode yet because apparently it sucks. It's just like the general feedback that I've heard from everyone. So, I mean, it's kind of nice where we're at right now. We still don't know what's going on.
I know what happens.
Oh, I know you know, but
because my buddies that watched it told me when it came out, like what happens. And I think it's a little bullshit now that I've seen the series.
Yeah.
The decisions that were made. But can't win them all, right?
Yeah. What was the verdict, Marty? What was the verdict?
He was on one of the lists as number 15.
15?
A lot of the lists I'm looking at, though, has Ross Geller from Friends as number 15.
Oh, okay. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, people must have just hated Ross then.
I looked at three lists so far, and he's number one on all three.
Okay, I'm a huge Friends guy. I don't know why people hate Ross so much. I think I like Ross,
so I don't know.
That was like my show growing up with my mom, like at night, like when I was little before Friends was like cool. Like that was like our like calm down, wind down at night show together that we would watch. So I've watched Friends my whole life, and I like Ross. I didn't hate a single character in it, other than Janice.
Yeah, Janice was annoying.
Her laugh.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I think the problem with Ross was that in the show they had Chandler and Joey that were such like strong characters and they were best buddies, and Ross was just almost like a filler, not a filler, but like he wasn't like part of the boys at the start.
Okay, I agree with that. And he was kind of nerdy, and
he's like a little quirky.
He didn't make the best decisions at times, and then. Also,
and he got married like seven times in the show,
but I think they all had like good sarcasm and everything like that. I don't know. I liked Ross. If you don't like Ross, then it's on you.
Every friend group has to have that little quirky, nerdy character, you know?
Yeah,
and our friend group has like five or six of them.
Yeah, we're all quirky and nerdy
in our own ways. Yeah.
Your Honor is on HBO.
Is it?
I'm looking it up to see where it's all streamed.
Well, we'll have to check it out. That'll get us through the next little while at least.
Yeah, like day or so. 15 hours of TV.
Well, you said there's two seasons. That'll get us through the weekend, hopefully.
Yeah, then there's new episodes every week, like for season two still coming out.
Oh, okay, so...
I think they're on episode 6 right now, so there's still episodes coming out weekly to 10. Nice.
Perfect.
I know, Marty, you sent it to me, but I think all three of us have seen the drama that's coming on with Yellowstone right now, how Kevin Costner doesn't want to finish filming season 5.
Yeah, I saw an interview that he – or not an interview, a quote that he gave – in an interview that he said like once he's bored with the show or loses his interest in it, then he's done. And I guess he has now. And then they're bringing in Matthew McConaughey to fill that void. I don't know what they're going to do with writing off the character or anything like that.
But I don't think they're, that's the thing. I don't think they're writing off the character. I think Matthew McConaughey is literally just going to swap places with John Dutton.
Oh, they're going to pull in Aunt Viv.
Yeah, literally.
From Fresh Prince.
Either that or they're, I know I looked up the family tree for Yellowstone because I was interested in the timeline from 1883 to now. And there's a John Dutton II that's missing from the storyline somewhere. But we don't know. And like, obviously he would be probably dead since he'd be John Dutton's father. So I don't think that'll work, but yeah.
Interesting.
We got some drama in our favorite show, so that's not good.
That's not
no,
good.
No, I like it.
Maybe
spices
Matthew will
it
just
up
come
a bit.
On and Matthew what? Will come on and be like, I'm the real John Dutton. This whole series has been a lie.
Maybe. We'll just get him on the pod.
This has been an imposter.
Yeah, we'll,
hey,
we'll
get him get McConaughey on this pod.
Yeah, we'll park a Lincoln out front and maybe he'll come walking by one day trying to hijack it. Just bring him into the apartment. Is it Lincoln that he's with?
Yeah, yeah.
He does all the Lincoln commercials.
Have you ever seen that one where it's? I think it's an SNL skit and Jim Carrey's impersonating him.
Yeah,
and he's like picking his nose and flicking it.
But he answers every question in the voice. I think he's not does it on Jeopardy, right? Like when they do the Jeopardy on SNL. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, but okay, yes, and Jim Carrey's pretending to be Matthew McConaughey in a Lincoln commercial. While he's answering all the questions.
Yeah.
And then like the voice is like what he's thinking in his head, but it's like overplayed so everyone can hear it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good skit.
And that's how he gives his answers.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, those skits are good. I can't believe that show has been on for like 30 years.
More.
Is it more than that?
Yeah. SNL started in the 70s, so I think it's around 50 years it's been on. Started by a Canadian, too.
Cool. Any other facts?
A Toronto boy. Lorne Michaels.
What was his middle name?
I don't know. Probably didn't have one. But SNL, good Canadian show.
Sure is, Johnny.
Yeah, it sure is. Interesting facts. What happened the other day, Johnny, where we were dying laughing at each other? I forget. There's something where you and I were making fun of each other. No, not that. That was different.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is for the life of me. I think I caught you. Oh, it was when I was waiting for you at the rink after practice. As usual. Oh, Marty's... looks like Larry's back.
There he is.
Pay the Wi-Fi this month, Marty?
Did it leave for a second?
Yeah, you left for a second. Now you're back.
I was still able to hear you the whole time, though.
Oh, that's good. Sorry, that sounded way sarcastic. I was being serious. Sorry.
So what's the story of you waiting for Johnny?
Well, you know, again? It's not, I mean...
We didn't
I guess it's not really anything new.
No,
it wasn't yesterday. It was last week. But I guess it's pretty normal. One day last week, you took my car in the morning for some reason. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we had to go to the rink at – we didn't have to. There was treatment available at the rink at 11, and we had to be there at – noon to catch the bus and go somewhere. And we wake up at like, I don't know, like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm just sitting on the couch eating breakfast. Poppy's here with us. He was here with us. And Johnny comes bombing out of his room at 9 o'clock. And he goes, hey, I need your car. I got to go to the rink for treatment. And I'm like, isn't treatment at like 11? He's like, yeah, I got to go early though. I was like, Okay, like how early do you need to go? He's like, well, I got to go. I'm going to go to McAllister's and then I'm going to go to the bank quickly. And then I'm going to go. Oh, then you, I got to get, I'm going to put some gas in your car and then I'll be at the rink. So I'm like, so this guy left 4.5 hours early before we had to leave. And then obviously we know. And like, so the funny part is that he left me with Poppy because I didn't have a car. And we all know how Poppy is, where he's,
I texted Poppy first and said, hey, can I take your car? But he never friggin' responded because he was still sleeping.
Because he didn't. Yeah, because
so that's why I took your car. Yeah.
So Poppy's a notorious guy for pushing the envelope on being on time. And so he wakes up at probably 10:40. I'm like, okay, dude, like you have an hour. We're leaving here at 11:40, so we're not late. He's like, yeah, no problem. I'm like, okay, perfect. So I come out, I go and get my shit ready. I come out at 11:40 with my on my bag. Yeah, bags on my shoulder. I come out at 11:40.
Can I make a guess when he walks out?
You can guess what he's doing, yeah.
He's probably in the shower and he came out like 11:48.
Okay, so close. I come out at 11:40 and he's standing in our laundry room with a towel wrapped around him, soaking wet. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I forgot that my road suit was in the wash, so I had to dry it. So his stuff's still soaking wet. So I'm like, okay, I don't care. We got to go. Like, so 11:47 is when we left, and we pulled into the rink at 11:59. And I just got out of the car and sprinted to the locker room, so I wasn't late. And he just comes sauntering in. He's like, I told you we weren't going to be late. I'm like, oh my God. So I was kind of mad at Johnny for leaving me there, but like, I didn't want to go 4.5 hours early. Well, classic though. No.
Funny enough, I wasn't even the first one at treatment that morning. And I was moving a little slow because my leg.
Oh yeah. Johnny had a pretty bad Charlie horse. So
oh, yeah.
After I realized how bad it
rocked.
After I realized how bad it was, I kind of let him off the hook a little bit.
Dude, I couldn't even. You should have seen me.
A shot?
No,
No, you got hit.
The puck got dumped in our end. This was that first 3-3 that we had a couple weeks ago. And
it was against Peoria.
On that Friday night game against Peoria, puck gets dumped in. I go back. Goalie plays it to me. And I look up, I see a guy just charging at me. So I put it off the wall and I go to sidestep him, sticks his knee out full speed right in my thigh. And I'm like I felt like puking. Like it was so, like I was.
That feels good.
Yeah. Like, and I didn't get up for like 30 seconds. I was like, holy shit. And all I'm thinking on the ice is like, please don't score. And then, which they didn't, thank God. But like the next day, oh my God, like I was in shambles. We were in Huntsville the next day and you should have seen me in warmups. Like I looked like a wounded deer on the ice. Like it was bad. Like I couldn't even skate.
Really?
It was terrible.
He's still currently getting treatment for his Charlie horse a week and a half later.
And I'm just working out the knots.
Our coach this morning, I was in the locker room and Johnny was on the treatment table getting a massage, and the coach is staring at Johnny and he just goes, that's got to be the longest lasting Charlie horse I've ever seen in my life. And Johnny just starts laughing and I walk in behind him. I'm like, yeah, it's almost a Charles horse now. And then
hey, anyways, miss a game though, so we're all right.
No, you're a warrior.
Thanks, Beauty.
You're a warrior.
I was talking to last point here. I think I was talking to Johnny yesterday. I want to bring this up to you, Marty, because I think you noticed it too. How long of a stick does Johnny use?
Yeah, I brought that up. Like I brought that up to him like a month ago.
Yeah, because I brought that up to when did I bring that up to you? Before the weekend, or like halfway through the weekend?
Yeah, no, our last practice last week.
I didn't realize it because I was like just fooling around with sticks in the stick rack before the weekend, and I grabbed Johnny's and I put it up next to mine, and his is like 3.5 inches longer than mine.
They're the same height as mine.
Yeah, and I'm
you're
like
taller than me.
I'm a little bit. I'm like what, probably like 2 or 3 inches taller than Johnny. So like the I mean, don't get me wrong, it's all personal preference. I was just surprised. And then I mentioned it to him in the locker room, and he said that you had said the same thing to him. So I was bringing that up to you because it is ridiculously long.
Yeah, because he, from what I remember, you never used a long stick in Superior.
I didn't even think I used that long of a stick.
Here's the thing.
Because I still cut mine. I cut them to my nose on skates.
The sticks that they give us here
are they're tall already. Yes.
That's true. I never cut my ones in soup.
When we first got here, did you bring a stick from home and measure it, or did you just go off what you know?
No, I measured it against the Sherwoods that I brought.
Okay, interesting. I was trying to get to the bottom of that because it did look long.
Yeah.
Not that it really matters.
And no, that's interesting. I don't know. They feel fine.
Well, that's good.
I don't know. They feel great. And I guess, I don't know, as a defenseman, I guess you maybe want a little bit of a longer stick than a forward.
If I went in tomorrow and cut an inch and a half off your stick, would you notice?
If you didn't tell me, honestly, maybe not. I don't know. An inch and a half, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I would probably notice. Because I would notice
100%.
You would stand the same taking a shot, and then you would probably fan on the puck.
Oh, yeah. Should we tell Marty that you absolutely beamed me in a puck with a puck and day before the weekend, too?
Yeah.
Classic, Johnny.
Taver in front of the net, and he's pointing at where he wants the shot so he can tip it on his forehand.
Yeah.
Right at his leg.
On the opposite side of my body. And like this was right
and
after
I'm looking at him too.
We were doing a drill where it goes, you could do like a little cycle, it goes up to the point, then you got to get to the net for a shot. Pretty standard drill. And the rep before where Johnny went the rep before, and instead of shooting, he made a play where he passed it for like a high tip to a guy instead of like, it was like still an acceptable play, but the coach was giving him shit for not like ripping the puck or whatever. And so the next rep, I see that Johnny's shooting on me. So I'm just trying to stand in front of the net, like compact, so he doesn't hit me. And I show him my stick where I want it. And before he gets the puck, I see him take a peek and see me. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good. So I'm just standing there, catches the puck, head down, looking at the puck, and just beams one of his hard snapshots. And it just hits me right in the top of the knee. And so I'm like,
it wasn't that hard. I shot it off
it
my
was
back
hard.
Leg.
It was. What do you mean?
You got a hard.
Yeah, you underestimate yourself, fine. Man. I was like hobbling up the ice, like basically motherfucking Johnny all the way up the ice,
dude. And then after I get back to line, Tav's like crouched over, like in pain. I go up to him, I tap him on the head. I'm like, "You okay, man?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Oh, that's good." And then I skate away.
So yeah, that was event of the week. I got a nice bruise to remember that one for a bit. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, fucking toughen you up a bit.
Yeah, you know,
just keep standing in front of that net.
I'll just plant my ass there, and you just keep working on getting it away from my legs. Anyways,
hey, get out of the way.
You guys got anything else you want to get off your chest before we wrap things up here?
No, Marty, miss you, bud. That's all I got.
Yeah, miss you, bud.
Yeah, I miss you boys too.
Yeah, it's not the same. We've had quite the rotation of roommates in here, and it's just weird not having you around. So miss you. Hope all is well.
missing me cooking meals or what?
Yeah,
A little bit. Yeah,
we miss Chef Marty, and then. Taver and I on the cleanup crew. Just bulldozing in.
Yeah. We got Greek food for dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sick Greek place.
It was good. But the portion sizes were just absurd.
Was it that place by a tropical smoothie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tzatziki's.
Yeah.
That was good.
Unreal.
When I was living with Lotsy, I looked at that menu once a day, and I just never pulled trigger on it.
Yeah, we went there. And it was, I mean, the food was really good. The portion sizes were for not us, but
yeah, maybe for like a 6-year-old.
Yeah. We thought we got the kids meal originally, But it turns out we just got the normal person size. But whatever, yeah. We'll figure it out next time.
It's okay. We had some brownies after, so fill this.
Yeah, out. A couple brownies.
Yeah, equals out.
All right. Anyways, that wraps up episode number 71. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
See you, folks.
Cheers.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.